إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. Today inshallah in conclusion of the series on Zikr, I want to talk about what I call the reward of Zikr. And the reward of Zikr is Tawakkul. Zikr is something which brings about and builds yaqeen in our hearts. And tawakkul is an outcome of yaqeen. Tawakkul is to know, not simply to believe, but to know. There is a difference between believing and knowing. Tawakkul is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our needs. Tawakkul is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts dua, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us what we ask with khair in it. And I said, the difference is between believing and knowing. Believing is a step, we have to believe, but issue is, there is a big difference between believing something and knowing something. Knowing is a definition of certainty. And that knowing is the issue that is absolutely critical. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also. And He said, وَبِلْ آخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. Allah said, the people who have yaqeen on the akhirah. And yaqeen is to know. Yaqeen is not just to believe. Yaqeen is to know. Belief can just be intellectual. Belief can be at a very superficial level. But knowing is absolutely complete, total certainty deep inside the heart to say that this is absolute fact, that this is absolute truth without any doubt. And that is the issue of knowing. And this knowing happens with zikr. Because zikr is a constant reminder of the grace and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more you do zikr, the more the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes real. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real. Allah does not depend on our zikr in terms of the reality, but the issue is reality in our own hearts. How real is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me? And that is the issue of zikr, and that's what zikr brings about. When we continuously keep ourselves engaged in zikr, this is what zikr brings about. There is a beautiful story about three of the tabi'een, three young men who decided to go and study Deen. So they went to Baghdad, which was the capital of the Abbasi Khilafah and a great center of learning. Now, they didn't have much money and so on and so forth. So they would go and attend durus of hadith and so forth. And eventually, after a few days, they ran out of money. They had no money. They were engaged in studies, so obviously they didn't have time to work and all that. And they got to a stage where they were very sincere in their learning. They got to a stage where they really had nothing, absolutely nothing. So they had no money even to buy food. So after 3 days of starvation, they sat down, they had made mashwara, and they said, well, it looks like we are in a situation now where it is, now it's even permissible for us to beg, because we are in this bad situation. So, they said, well, why don't we draw lots and say, two of us will go to the dars and study, and one will beg and get some food. So when we come back, there is some food. So when they drew these lots, it came to it was a lot of one of them to do that. So the other two went away for the dars. This third young man, he sat down and he decided. He said, yes, it is true. It is jais for us to beg, but who is better to beg than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why must I go to a human being to ask? Why must I go in the street and ask? I ask Allah. And so he sat in the room and he made salah and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the heart, the king that night went to sleep, the Khalifa, and he had a dream in which he was directed to send somebody to find these people and to help them. And that's what happened. It's a long story, so I won't go into the whole detail, but the point is that asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this level of yaqeen, the point, for me, the whole point of the story is not what happened and so on and so forth. Whole point of the story is that one line, which is that it is jais for me to beg, but who is better to beg than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is better to beg from than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So even in that situation of dire necessity, the person is saying that when I have to ask, why must I ask another creature who is a creature like me? He has the same issues of that I have. Question of magnitude, maybe he's got a bit more money than I have and so on, but how is he different? He's not different. Why must I ask another creature when I have the option of asking the Creator? And that is the essence of tawakkul. And this comes from zikr. This comes from constantly being engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the reality of the glory and power and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes real. Otherwise, the whole issue of our ibadah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, I'm talking about myself, the whole issue of our ibadah is that it is mechanical, it is ritualistic, we have to do something, so we do it. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a reward for that also, inshallah, if we don't deny that. But that is not the purpose of ibadah. The purpose of ibadah is to connect with Allah. The purpose of ibadah is to increase the yaqeen in the heart. There should be a change in the state of the heart from salah to salah. For example, state of the heart in Salatul Fajr, if the heart is in the same state for Salatul Dhuha, then there is something wrong. Because you already prayed Fajr. Now, what did this Fajr do for you? What did this Salah do for me? How did it affect my heart? And when I come for Dhuhr, if my heart is in the same situation, whatever fikr I had, I still have the same doubts and I still have the same concerns and the same stress, then something is wrong. That my Fajr didn't really work. Because after going in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I come back in the same state. That's not correct, right? So, day to day, salah to salah, the condition of the heart must change for the better. And if it is not happening, then we should be concerned about this. How is it that I pray salah by salah by salah, but then I have problem with following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sunnah is ibadah. So, how is it possible? Somebody who has yaqeen on the day of judgment, how is it possible that this person does not follow, deliberately goes against the sunnah? How is it possible? So something is wrong. If that is happening in your life, then something is seriously wrong. We need to think about that. And all this will happen with zikr. Because when I am doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, in the way that I mentioned, not zikr mechanically, not counting beads, no. Zikr with consciousness, zikr with the fikr of the zikr. Dhikr with the fikr. Each thing that we say that with consciousness, we say that, and then we look to see what effect did it have on my heart. Awareness of the level where we know what is going on inside us. And if we do this, inshallah, then as I said, the reward of dhikr is tawakkul. And tawakkul is the basis of all serenity, of all peace of mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi zikri lahi tatma'innul qulub. Why? Itminan al qalb is the result of zikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in the Quran. He said, the itminan al qalb comes from zikrullah. And that is why we are talking about the issue of saying, then what is zikrullah? And how to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to taste the sweetness of the dhikr of his and to help us to do his dhikr in a way that is pleasing to him, and then to reward us with yaqeen, to reward us with itminanul qalb, and to reward us with tawakkul, and to reward us with acceptance of dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.